Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to International Internet News on Blog Talk Radio. And today we're talking about the school strike for climate with David Wicker, who is a 14-year-old high school student from Italy who joined the Fridays for Future 7 weeks ago. And he is organizing strikes in Turin nationally in Italy and even internationally. Fridays for Future is in fact an interview movement with the purpose of asking governments all around the world to place the climate change issue as the top priority in their agendas and to start respecting the regulation of international agreements and treaties such as the Paris Treaty and the UN's IPCC. David's also a programmer and noticed that the Fridays for Future currently have a bit of a fragmented system for communication, and information passes through, but they're all communicating on multiple platforms, such as Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, Telegram, etc. So what David is doing is trying to connect and transfer all the communications and chats and groups to a platform called Discord, which is basically Slack, but easier to understand for future members. So thanks for joining us today, David. We appreciate your time. I understand you're doing a lot at just 14 years of age. Would you like to introduce yourself a little bit more and tell us what got you involved in the Fridays for Future movement?
Yes, sure. First of all, I wanted to thank you guys for hosting me today on this show. I really appreciate that the movement is getting more attention, and people like you are helping us spread our message. I am from Italy, as you mentioned. I first heard of the movement about 7 weeks ago on social media, and from there on I joined in the conversation and helped a lot with the organization and such. I've always been interested in myself on behalf of the climate crisis and climate change. I've always done everything possible on my own, such as everything the population suggests we do, such as recycling, turning off lights, utilizing as less water possible. But I know that that is not enough, and we all need to do more. But I didn't know what to do until I heard of this movement, and now that we are aware of this international movement joined by not only young people but also older people, and what is incredible is also that professors and teachers are joining us in the strike currently in Italy and other countries. And so now we know what we can do. We can ask governments to, in fact, place global warming as the first and top priority by striking, because that striking and manifesting and protesting is the only tool we young people have to make our voices heard. Thank you.
Thanks, David. That's really cool that you're doing something. A lot of people, they're just seeing what's going on and they decide that they can't do anything about it. And so they just keep doing what they've always done for the most part. So it's fun to hear, you know, your experience and how you've, you know, educated yourself on what's taking place here, and you're doing something. I was hoping you could share with us how many people are at the strikes you're going to and what the atmosphere or the environment is like at the strikes.
Yeah, so here in my city, we are about 70 people. We are few, but we're growing every time. While counting all of Italy's strikes, we are about 1,000. And considering the whole movement internationally, I would say we are more than 100,000 We're growing every time, and I mean, it's hard to keep track on how many people join us internationally. I'm sorry, could you put me on mute for a second?
Sorry, what was that, David? Okay, I think David's maybe just said he was going to be off for a second here. Just give us a moment to say that, you know, people can go to our website that's below iin.strikingly.com, which is International Internet News, where we are reporting the real news that mainstream media and the like are not reporting. And we're having fun with this, and especially interviewing the youth or the children, because they are the future and they're not so indoctrinated and educated like the adults are. So we're having a bit of fun. And we have wonderful worldwideeducators.com, our other website there, where people can learn more about what we do. We're not just here on the earth, we're actually multidimensional, and we're having fun in all different levels of life. So we're here for everybody. There's something everybody can do and have fun with us. So, yeah, it's cool stuff. Are you there, David?
Okay. Just let us know when you're back, David, if you can hear us at all, or just pipe in. So Henry mentioned we have iin.strikingme.com. It's international internet news. And our last radio show we did was on Down Under and Up, which is also an association with international internet news. That was with Miss Ruby from Australia, a 17-year-old also striking for the climate. That was a fun interview, and we got to share as well the All Solar Research Vessel projects that we have with the nonprofit that is worldwide and based here in Surf City, Huntington Beach, California, the Orange County area. These are All Solar Research Vessel projects that the children and students of the world can get involved with to move the focus towards supporting the all-natural environment, instead of right now, it's the focus is destroying, poisoning, polluting, and mainly being unconscious and unaware of what is taking place and the choices that each individual is making. So these also are research vessel projects are something. Are you hello?
Second.
Hi, David. Are you back?
But I will be here now.
Sorry, what was that, David? Are you there, David?
No,
no,
we don't hear you,
yeah.
David.
Maybe, David, if you try clicking the link from your cell phone instead of your computer, or vice versa, you might have a better connection.
Or can you, there you go, David.
Hi, could you repeat the question? Yes, thank you.
Yeah, sure, we hear you better now. We're just asking about if you could talk about when you're at the strikes, what the atmosphere or the environment is like, and maybe like, have you become friends with the other kids that you've been striking with, or can you tell us about the experience when you're actually on strike?
Yeah, sure. So during the strikes in Turin, the city where I strike, we usually get in contact with people passing by. We say what we attempt to do, and also there are some students from universities and some professors who usually get some information backed up by a science community on climate change to help better understand the emergency of problems. We are all becoming friends. We are creating a network building the province of Turin, and it's really great. Every week, we are growing in numbers. More people are joining us. It's great to see that people passing by and seeing us processing are very supportive, and some of them also join us in the strikes after.
Thanks, David. If you could maybe just talk closer to the microphone or something, we might be able to hear you a little bit better. I have another question, a bit of a fun one. David, do you ever have any dreams at night about what you're doing with the climate strike?
I'm very worried about the climate crisis, and sure, I feel fear every day because we're not doing anything, humanity is not doing anything right now to help try to solve the crisis. Sure, sometimes I do have some dreams, have some thoughts about the problem, and I hope that the human community, the human population feels like me and also worries about the climate crisis.
Thanks, David. Yeah, there's a lot that needs to be done around the world, especially things like stopping the chemtrails and the HAARP and all the pollution that is going on, the burning of fossil fuels when we can use clean energies, and the governments of the world don't want to bring these things out because they're very profitable to the very, very wealthy people who actually run the world and control the governments. I'm not sure if you've looked into this stuff, but there's a lot going on behind the scenes that is not seen, by the mass of the public, because it's not in the mainstream media. But when you take the time to investigate what's really going on, it starts to make more sense. And so we're doing what we can here to educate people and share something wonderful with people so that they can make better choices too. And because the only way that the governments of the world can keep doing what they're doing is that people keep agreeing with it. And so I can see you're not agreeing, which is very cool, especially at a young age, and we appreciate you coming on to share about that. It's very cool to hear. And I was wondering if you have heard about geoengineering or chemtrails, or if they talk about that at school at all, where you go to school.
I couldn't understand the what you were asking me at the last second. My internet here, but here at my school, right now we're actually
sorry, David. It's quite hard to hear you. Can you move to get a better connection somewhere? I was asking if they tell you at school or teach you at school anything about geoengineering or chemtrails.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now.
Awesome. So, I'm not sure if I heard about those, but I'm sure they did not explain them to us in school. Also, they might have another translation to Italian, so we can deal with them in English. What I know is that here in Italy, the school system is not doing enough to educate students on climate change, and so I encourage teachers to start projects on their own with their classes to explain the crisis. I'm so sorry, I don't have much time left, so I will say that I invite everyone listening to join in on the big strike of the 15th of March. There will be strikes all over the world, and you should get informed by going on FridaysForFuture.org. There is a map of all the strikes in the world. And if you don't see a city nearby where you live, you could start your own strikes.
Thank you, David. That's great. Exactly. People can do something on their own. They can be the first one to step out and do it, and then possibly others will step up with them, but at least they're doing something different like yourself, and each individual like yourself will become more aware. And the chemtrails and geoengineering and HAARP that Henry's talking about, it's HAARP, and it's basically an abbreviation. They have these particular center military facilities in Alaska and different parts of the world, and they are weather manipulation. Geoengineering has hundreds of patents, U.S. patents, and they're spraying different particles in the sky, like aluminum, barium, strontium, and different fungicides. There's about 50 different ingredients that airplanes spray in the sky under these geoengineering patents. They're often referred to as chemtrails, or within the scientific and military community, they also call them solar radiation management. So the idea is that they are doing a marketing ploy to the public that it will stop the climate change, the warming of the climate, but actually it's making it a lot worse. It's making fires burn extremely rapidly and spreading very fast. The chemicals that they're spraying is heating up the planet, along with the HAARP machine that they are using, which is microwave frequencies. These things have actually been featured, the HAARP, on certain channels, like the Discovery Channel here in the United States. A lot of people aren't aware of this, but it is actually affecting us all, and it bounces these microwaves from the Earth up into the atmosphere and down, and that actually creates a heating up of the planet. And so maybe you will research a little bit more into this. I actually have a video on my YouTube channel, and it's called Chemtrail Kids. It's C-H-E-M Trail, T-R-A-I-L, Kids. And there's a group of kids that came together, and I'm not sure how many, five or more kids came together, and they're probably under 14 years old, and they did this video where they started to research and pay attention to the lines that were being sprayed in the sky and the jet streams, and researching the geoengineering patents. And they made a video, and I just titled it Chemtrail Kids, and how kids are aware and they're paying attention and the adults are not listening. So I'm just curious, have you ever considered with the people that you know across the world starting your own self-sufficient communities to get away from all of these fossil fuels and the things that people are doing?
Yeah, so first of all, thank you for this. And I think that the only way to stop global warming is to prevent what is actually causing it, and that is the release of CO2, methane, and other gases of the sort that I don't remember the English name for that now, but the gases that basically reflect the light rays from the sun and keep them in the atmosphere. I think this is all awesome what you're doing. Thank you very much for spreading our message and spreading knowledge on these issues. Again, we invite everyone to join in the 15th of March. Unfortunately, I really have to go now, and I really want to thank you very much for everything.
Okay, thanks, David.
Okay, thanks, David.
David messaged me saying that something's come up and he had an emergency, he has to go. So we appreciate your time, David. We'll keep in touch, and I'll send you a free book that was written by the founder of our nonprofit, our environmental nonprofit, and you can enjoy this book for sure. It's in PDF format, and you can share it with your striking friends that are aware of what is taking place with the all-natural environment, which supports all of us. So thanks, David, and we'll keep in touch. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Grazie mille.
Grazie.
Ciao, ciao.
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 Okay, well, we also have... Okay, Sandy's dropped. Okay, well, that was a fun little show. Sorry that the audio wasn't the best there with David. That's just how it is sometimes with our international guests. It was a bit of fun. As you can see, there are hundreds of thousands, and the number is only increasing, of children striking around the world for the climate. At this point, they are not completely aware of what is taking place, what is really taking place, with the world controllers and the chemtrails, the HAARP, and things like this, where you can see these extreme weather events taking place all around the world right now. So people have the opportunity to wake up to what is really going on, and we all do this one step at a time. And so these children right now, all they're aware of is the CO2 emissions, the greenhouse gases and things like this. But realistically, like I said earlier, there's a whole lot going on behind the scenes, all the way to where there are reptilian controllers of the world who are shapeshifters, such as the Queen and the Pope and the rich bloodline family, such as the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. And we all know about all this. And these kids, they may or may not learn all this, but what really matters is that they have the opportunity to wake up all the way to real universes this lifetime. And so we're sharing with them the book that Dwayne the Great Writer has written, which is The Waking Child, which is books 2 and 6 in the Adventure Is series, where these children or the youth can read these books and have real experiences as they read them. And on the real side, life is, or in their dreams, and they can see that there is so much more to life than this physical, one-dimensional life that they have been living here for whatever amount of years they've been here. And so we're having fun sharing with them, and the kids, they're very sincere. They're just doing what makes sense to them, and they're very open compared to adults who have got to a level of comfort that they are happy with. And the children, you know, they're just here to learn and figure out why they're here or remember why they came here. And so we're having fun with that, and we'll continue to interview more kids and continue to give them the Waking Child book and have some fun with that. So our friend Ruby from Australia, she's reading the book and she's having fun. We've been sending her videos such as about primary water, which everybody should look up, primary water on YouTube, and all sorts of things. Like I said, they're quite open, these students, and yeah, they're ready for their real adventure, which can come as they decide it. So we have one more caller on here. We've lost our guest of honor to an emergency. He apologized that he had to go to me on Facebook Messenger. But we have a caller here, a 441 area code. Is that you, Tim?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you loud and clear. Did you want to share something, Tim?
Oh, I just got on. Yeah, I was thinking last night about, let me grab this little paper here and see. I wrote some stuff down. Oh, I was thinking about the brutalitarians, the authoritarians on the earth here, and how they've created the wars and all kinds of inconsiderate of others' businesses. And I was thinking about the children having to find a way to try to antidote the poisoned air and the poisoned water and the poisoned food. And it sounds like on this human farming prison planet, I don't know what they can actually do that would make a difference. Seems like the powers that be can offset the attempts to try to change things for the better. And I was looking at the idea. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, I was just going to say there's like a small window of opportunity for these children to see what we're presenting and do something different, because like I said before, they're at the moment they're only really aware of what they've been taught by the educational systems that are controlled by the world controllers. And at first what we're presenting might seem a bit funny because, you know, they're so literal right now. Anybody that's been, you know, freshly come through the educational system is like that. They're literal because this is a one-dimensional literalized world we live in. And so the things like the new song and the real universes and the different levels of life could seem a bit out there and a bit extreme to the indoctrinated personal self we have here. But yeah, it's like I said, it's a window of opportunity, and these children can step up and they can even show us a whole bunch of wonderful things and teach us and share their views. So yeah, it's a real adventure, and we look forward to hearing from more of these kids for sure.
Yeah, I was also thinking about how with their modern technology that they may be able to contact other beings from other worlds that maybe have ways to help out here on Earth. It's all in this psychic realm stuff, but I was looking at how when we strike a match and the friction or makes the I don't know if I guess you could call it atoms speed up and they burst into heat and light and carbon monoxide and ash, but it only takes just one match to light and create a great big fire, and if it touches anything dry grass or dry trees and vegetation, and how just one match can be so powerful. I was thinking about these psych sciences or tricks, they call it, like miracles and stuff like that. And I don't see much difference in turning water into wine or striking a match and burning a piece of paper. It changes the vibrations, I guess, from one vibration that is water to one vibration that is wine, or like the match, it turns the material into light and heat and ash and carbon monoxide.
Yeah,
I'm not quite sure.
Oh, sorry, I lost you. Lost you there.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. Okay, well, I was just going to say it reminds me of what they're doing with the chemtrails. You know, they're dropping all these highly flammable, you know, heavy metals and what do you call them? Chemicals, periodic table elements. These things, they're dropping these highly flammable things out of the sky, you know, millions of tons a year, or hundreds of thousands of tons a year. And then the ground is just like full of them, you know, right on top of the surface. And so they hit it with a laser and they can pretty much make cars be incinerated or anything they want within any, you know, material. They can just incinerate it, burn it really quickly. And then while other things are burning, anything on the ground is going to burn too, because there's so much heavy metals there that will just burn up along with it. And then, you know, the world controllers can do whatever they want with, you know, with the burnt up land, whether they want to build a railway service or create a mine or whatever their idea may be. They can really do just about anything with their directed energy weapons, their chemtrails, and how they're controlling the planet and the climate of the planet. So, yeah, what really makes sense is to really just pay attention to what's taking place, and especially on the real side, and seeing new you and ask life to show you, come more aware, because there's always more to see. And yeah, there's just so much going on, but it comes to the point where you don't have to agree to what's taking place here anymore, and you can do something that does make sense. And as we all stand real with each other and make sense with the whole of life and support the whole of life, there's nothing that we recognize. There's nothing the world controllers can do that can affect our real awareness. And so we just do something here that makes sense. We present it in the best way we can, and then it is up to others to decide whether they want to pay attention and step up with us. So it's a big adventure, but it all starts now, and it's always new now. So we're having fun for sure.
Thinking of the children and how it may be possible that they would find antidotes in this modern science or technology that's being used at the present. It just seems like a person's real being, their heart being or real self, when we don't seem to be able to have the ability to have an antidote on this physical plane to what the world authorities or controllers, the brutalitarians, are doing to us. And it seems like if we could make a request to the real guides or other worlds that are maybe advanced, like maybe Atlantis was, It sounds like they were around for like 100,000 years in their development and technology, and we've only been since the Ice Age or something again for 10,000 years or whatever the Egyptian times and stuff go back to. That if you hear of the Orions, reptilians, like the Orion Queen and Dwayne making a request to the real guides to either give them an opportunity to change or be put into a phantom zone where they can't affect us anymore. Well, it's almost like when it's right now to request that these brutalitarians and authoritarians on this earth, and if they're not going to change, to request the real guides or the powers that can to put them into a phantom zone so we don't have to live on in this controlled lifestyle here on earth. For their benefit, they have us doing everything they want, the majority of man. It seems like there would be some way to turn the nuclear stuff on the earth into gold or something, instead of it being harmful to the flesh and, well, about everything alive. It's just being able to know how to speed up vibrations or something of the stuff, or slow it down or whatever it takes to get rid of this stuff. It's just part of this stuff that we have to deal with here. And especially like Fukushima, it seems like that's the world isn't doing hardly anything about it. It's just letting it poison the ocean, and that's one of our main sources of our air to live here on this physical plane here on Earth. It just seems like something's got to change, or it's just going to all die, this physical stuff. Anyway, it's just some things I'm wondering or thinking about, because I guess when we have the real universes, if we have the real guidance and education, so we don't have to come back here in reincarnation to continue to be slaves, that there's an opportunity at this time being provided to get into the real universes.
Yeah, Tim, I see what you're saying, and what I see is that we're here and we have the knowledge now of the real universes and our real awareness and the isness life is. And so we just take the time to focus on these things and recognize the isness and life is and our real awareness and the real universes. And while we're here, we just share it with others. And at any moment, you know, these things could happen, like you mentioned, with, you know, some real support coming from, you know, or to us to make something, you know, to give us a position to share more so on this planet, especially with the youth who came here to wake up. And like I said, they're seeing something that is taking place with the natural environment. They're seeing something that doesn't make sense with, you know, destroying what it supports them and all life here. And so as we continue to share it and at the same time recognize the knowledge that we have learned, you know, we know that we don't have to come back here. But while we're here, we can share something wonderful so that others can have the opportunity to become aware of what we are aware of. So really, it's a huge privilege, and we decided this adventure a long time ago, and so we just keep doing what we're doing. And like Claudette said yesterday, it's just learn to relax and be now and do what makes sense and just keep going. And see what happens, and just as long as you're now and doing what makes sense now, you'll be ready to do what makes sense in the next moment, and everything is realistically always okay in your real awareness. So yeah, I think that's probably a good little show today. We'll see if any of David's friends or the youth, you know, stick out, listen to the whole 40 minutes. It's been fun. Thanks for calling in, Tim, and again thanks for David for taking the time. And we understand things pop up and you have to head it, and he had to head off, but that's okay. And we'll share this video around. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Tim.
Sure. We'll see you soon.
Okay. See you, Tim. Thank you.
Are we going to sing the new UU song?
Sure. Let's do it. New you. Okay, thank you. We'll see you next time.